middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simen Shin Samach Gimel, the Lachas of a Mabe and a Lechi, on Daf Rish Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, in the middle of Siv Chav Vav. The middle talking about the requirements of the dimensions of Mabe regarding when it's going to be permitted with a Lechi or a Kaira. So, two lines down, says the Mechaber, in Mabe Nitz Belechi a Kaira. The mabit does not become permitted with a side post or a crossbeam until it opens up inside the mabit two courtyards. And every courtyard has two homes. Says even if all the courtyards open up one to the other, that's the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Torah. He says some disagree with this. This is the basis of the name of the Rif and the Rambam. Now, it shouldn't be in any one of these openings, less than four tfachim, and that there should be dwellers eating in every house, because the place of the bread where they eat is the main cause of the dwelling. And even if the house was one was to the father, one was to the son, even though the son receives a portion from his father's table, and eats in his house, they're qualified as two different helms. And even if one side is a non-Jew and one is a Jew, it's going to be effective. Another requirement is that the length should be more than the width. If it's missing one of these criteria, it's not permitted. Only with a board that's four tefachim, or two boards that are just a minute size, or the figure of an opening. So this is Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Kuf Beis. So he said that a mabit is not permitted with a lechi or kaira until it opens up inside of it, shnei chatzeres, two courtyards. Hatam is that the reason that this is Mishnah Dahada to be mabit, this is to be permitted by a mabit. The lechi b'kaira with a side post and a cross beam, machmas the yesh b'yudi b'diyayim. Because there's an abundance of dwellers, and they don't do such utilities that are so discreet. Therefore, it's sufficient with such a remedy. Which is not the case by a courtyard. There's not as many dwellers. So they utilize it for things that are more discreet. Therefore, it needs more preparation. That's shnei pasen, two boards. Or one board that's at least four tefachim. Lekach and tefachim number be mavoi. So to over here by mavoi shem by shnei chatzeres pesukim that doesn't have two courtyards opening up into it. The yairei and muatan as a minimal dwellers. And therefore they're going to use it for discrete utility. But lechein loisagi b'lechav b'karen if it's not sufficient with a side post and a crossbeam. And Mechaber said, and the Rama said, and even if all the courtyards open up one to the other, but Sifkat and Kuf Gimel, he says, B'yesh Chalk, and some disagree. Why? Since they can make an Erev together through their openings, so they consider it as one courtyard, and therefore it's not two courtyards. But then something is, but so if you have homes that open up one to the other, like a townhouse. Since it's rabbinic halacha, we go leanly and we do consider it as a valid mavi, as if it's two chatzeres. Sivkat and Kuf Dalet. Yes, he said that the openings can't be less than four tefachim, and that these dwellers eat in every single house that there is, because it's where they eat their causes. And even if one house was for the father, one son, one for the son, even though the son receives from his father's table, and he eats in his own house, meaning that's coming to sort of, let's say, normally eats in his father's household, which is Sharatzin Besayin Alp says that even if he sleeps in his own house, because, like we said, it's where the person eats that's the primary cause and not where they sleep. So as long as he eats in his house, his own house, it's considered as two homes. And moreover, Mechaber said, is that you need to have Sivkan Kovei, she arka v'chulu, that the length is more than the width. She can derecha mavaliyas, because that's the norm of how mavali is. Sivkan Kovav, yasra al rach, but the length is more than the width. I feel a mashu, even by a minute amount. V'arka mikri derecha nisasa la mavali. The length is called where you enter into the mother. Mashaini derech knisah, saying what's not the way you enter. Mikirech, that's called the width. Dim or kikirech, because if it's equal, so how about the kachatz, then it's like a courtyard. Like we'll see later on. Sivkot mikov zayin. Now we said if it's missing, echem elu, any one of these things. Koyal komash mavur kan. That's going on whatever we said over here. I mean, from the words ein mabinita b'chulu, what we started today's amid with, whatever we said over here, min ein mabinita b'chulu, that the bob is not permitted with a lecher kaira, b'chulu, etc. B'china then, so to the halacha le'inin regarding kishlohoy erich amavoy arba amas, that if the length of the mother was not arba amas, is also necessary. Sivkot and kofchaz. So he said, then it's in an itabuchulu, then it's not permitted only with a pasaba or two pasin that are a mashu. Because then the dinikachatza, then the halach is like a courtyard. Like in different circles, a pasaba or tvacha buchulu, then you'd have a board for tvacha, etc. Like we said, because it's a specific base. So we call it koftas, oi, turis pesach, or a door frame. Because then, that's effective. If a little bit of a mess, even if it's wider than 10 amas, you can elbis a base, like we said previously, in a base. The Sharatin, Lisa Einvav says, and that resolves the question that going to Kivega says Ayin Sham, which Dershu 11 brings that he asks that to make a Tirsa Pesach, you have to make poles from either side. And if that's the case, so it really helps from the halacha of two pasim that are mashu, which are affected by a chatzah. So why do you have to add on the kana that's on top of them as a mashkef, as a lintel? The Mishnah answers, then the way that the mobi is wider than 10 amas, and two pasin are not effective to permit. Therefore, then you would have to make, by its opening, a tzuris ha-pesach. Bir alocham, the maschel, shnei chatzeris, said the mobi is not permitted only if you have it opening up into two courtyards. So whether if it was from one side, or a chatzer from this side, and a different chatzer on the opposite side. And same thing is if you had the two courtyards in the middle wall that was closed, which is opposite the open wall that's opposite, which is where you put the lech and the kaira, and the two walls that are on the side, which is walls without homes and courtyards, that's the chamash and the name of the Zeru, that would also work. And div maskel chal chatzer shnei batim, and every courtyard needs two homes, and every house can't be less than 4 amas. I say, El Yab, in the name of the Beit HaKadosh, which Dershu 92 brings that it's not explained in the Rashba, what's the Shir of a Chatzar. Abed Chazan Ish writes that close to every house, you need to have a Chatzar that functions in the Shir of Dalet Amas. It's not logical that if the size of the Chatzar is only Dalet Amas, that it's enough for two homes. The way it sounds like the Gemara Baba Safir Alf, and it concludes that not necessarily the case. Some of the dirshus dirshu number 85. We said that since they could make an air together through the openings, so that's what the Yesh Chalkim hold, that is considered as one chatzer. Now, if you don't have between them openings, only windows, we could make rights, that according to old opinions, they're considered as two chatzers, even though that the two chatzers really could make an air between them through the windows. Dishon number 86. Mishmaru said the same thing is if the homes open one to the other. Now, if the homes in the chatzer are one that's within the other one, as the dish brings a picture, you see that there's a home that you have to go through the first apartment to get to the second one. So if the exit of the inner family to the chatzah is through the outer home, the outer apartment, so outer apartment is considered like a beis shaar, like a gateway of the inner apartment, and doesn't have halacha like a bias at all. With the Shulchan Aruch Paskin later on, the Simon Shinayin, and the source from the words of Taisin, Eivin Daf Ayin Dal Dama Beis. Now, if the inner apartment has a different entry to the Rishus Rabbim, not through the chatzer, and the norm is that that family leaves that way. That's their exit. So Tosfos writes about the three different opinions. Number one, that also in such a case, you don't consider that you have in the courtyard two homes that open up inside of it. Whether if there's an opening between them, but then they consider as one bais, and whether that they're open to each other through windows, even if they make an eruv between themselves. Number two, that if there is an opening between them and they make an eruv, so consider as two apartments, and if they're open one to the other through a window, they're not considered as two apartments, even if they make an eruv between them. Number three, the opinion of Bin Utam, that even if they're open one to the other through a window, if they make an eruv between them, they consider that there is a, that there is in the chatzer two batim. You also see in Taisus that to be considered that you have an amav chatziris has to be that the chatziris are open to the amav through an opening and it's not enough for the window. Chaznesh writes that a house that has two apartments, that each one has, in two rooms, that each one has dalar amas, and they eat in each apartment on its own, and one room opens up into the chatzir, and the other room opens up into the first room, so they consider it as one bayis, not like two batim. Because since the inner apartment does not have a chatzer, you have to look if he means that also when you have for the inner apartment a different exit, not through the chatzer. Dishra number 87. Amavai. So we said that the length has to be more than the width, even by a little bit is enough. Amavai that the width is close to the opening. And I mean it's wider close to the opening. And then it narrows to less than dalar amas. In the way that if you look on the place that's near the opening that didn't narrow yet, then the width is more than the length. But if you look at the whole length and the mavi together, the length is more than the width. Chaznesh writes that the whole mavi is looked at as one, and it's considered the length is more than the width. Now, if the walls of the mavi were low, and they carved out four amas that are near the opening of the mavi along the entire width to elevate it to 10 tefachim, and the width is more than dalar amas. If the rest of the mavi is higher than 10 tefachim, so that combines with the halacha of arkiyas arach, but even though that you don't have the ground of the two parts in, that have an equal height. But if the rest of the mavi is lower than 10 tefachim, and it's kasha only because the halacha of chayrish yachid, like the crevices of this, so it's not true over there if you combine it to the share of arkiyas arach. He also adds on regarding this chakak of digging out, that it doesn't have to be that the batim chatziris open up to the place where the chakika was, but even if they open up to the rest of the mob, it's going to be effective if this place is not less than 10 tefachim. Dish number 88, if the mob has two openings, one in the length, one in the width, Chaznesh writes that the tour of the mob is established according to the opening where the norm is more usable than the other one. That becomes the length. Dish number 90, if there are two courtyards, and for every courtyard opens up two homes. Chayyadim writes that in Vilna, that there are homes and courtyards that open up to the Mavi, and therefore the Mavois have a halacha of a Mavi. Now then the Chaznesh holds that in our times, even if homes open up to the courtyards, the courtyards do not have a halacha of a chatzir. Because since that it should have a halacha of a chatzir, you need to have that they utilize their household functions, for example, cooking and baking and laundering, like the way it was in the times of Chazal. In our times, it's not the norm to utilize courtyards for dwelling purposes, and therefore, even if these courtyards open up to the Mavi, they're not considered as chatzeres open up inside of it, and therefore the Mavi is not permitted with a lechi and a kaira. Mishnah number 91, regarding a chatzer, that if it has in it, if you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach because of the minig, just later actually.